Welcome back. We're here at Menominee Falls High School. It is rivalry night in the Greater Metro Conference. Menominee Falls 14, Hamilton 6, as we get set to kick off the second half of action from here in Menominee Falls. I'm Jimmy Cuska, Spencer Williams back in studio, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer also in studio. They'll take you the rest of the way here in about 75 minutes on Football Friday Night, powered by WisSports.net. Stuck with me, though, for the next hour and 15. And Hamilton will receive the second half kickoff as Aiden Martin will kick it away for the Phoenix of Menominee Falls. Get this third quarter started.
And the second half is underway.
Kickoff is a short end-over-end kick. Going to be fielded on the fly at the 25 and a short return across the 30 to the 32 by Carini. So Hamilton will have the football on their own 33-yard line.
Number 52, Aaron Sears.
As Hamilton.
Dylan Fultz.
Has forced two turnovers in his game, one interception, and pouncing on a missed pitch at the end of the second quarter, or near the end of it. They turned the first turnover into a touchdown. The second one, they didn't have a lot of time to work with, so the half ended. They do have the football now on their own 33, first and 10 to begin the third quarter. Ball on the right hash mark as they move right to left. This will be Booker going straight forward, and he'll pick up 4 yards across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 3, and it'll be second and 7. Booker with 5 carries for 18 yards. Hamilton hasn't run a ton of plays, 10 passes and just 14 rushes in the game, so they haven't had a lot of plays run. Toss to the near side, and this one will be to Eichmann. Eichmann tries to stretch the play, and he's taken down back at the 31-yard line. Eichmann is taken down on the play in pursuit. Connor Cedeno. Ball is at the 31, so no forward progress on that one. Moves it from the 36 to the 31, a loss of 5 yards on the run.
Ball's back to the charge of 31-yard line.
It'll be third down and 12 for Hamilton. Just a minute into the third quarter. Two receivers to the right inside the hash mark as the ball is on the left hash near side. Ball bounces off the turf to the quarterback. He'll pick it up, and he'll just pick it up and chuck it into traffic. And this one will be incomplete as Quentin Redding couldn't catch up to it, covering the receiver behind him and boxing him out on that pass attempt. Gibson was the intended target as Kolath wound back and threw that one just about as far as he could, but no one in the vicinity. And on fourth down, Kolath will punt this one away for Hamilton. Just a minute 16 into the third quarter after the incomplete pass. A low kick, and this one is going to be returned by Quentin Redding. He'll turn from the 35 up to the 40, tries to break a tackle. Flag comes out, hits a player as he's coming up off the turf. As Redding gets the football ahead of the 45, all the way up to the 48-yard line, but there is a flag about 8 yards behind that, and we will see what the flag is about.
Against Menominee Falls.
So Menominee Falls will move backwards a bit after the punt. But at 10:35 to play in the third quarter, they will have the football and in decent field position. I think if it's a 15-yarder, it depends on the spot if it's a hold. It is a hold from the spot of the 5.
Holding Menominee Falls.
They'll put the football at the 35. So still decent field position for Menominee Falls with 10:35 to play in the third quarter. And a first and 10 coming up here. Single receivers left and right split out to the numbers. Pistol formation, 4 yards off the line of scrimmage, is the quarterback, McLean. McLean takes the low snap, and he'll give the quick hitter off to the left. And Olin Ichek will get it up to the 40-yard line. So a 5-yard pickup there as he spins his way forward. It'll be second down and 5 now for Menominee Falls. Thanks to all of you tuning in on the Falls Cable Access stream on YouTube. You can check it out in Menominee Falls on Channel 14 on Spectrum. Of course, big thanks to everybody listening on iHeartRadio and 97.3 The Game as well, 97.3thegame.com. 10:05, third quarter, Menominee Falls 14, Hamilton 6. Menominee Falls with the football on second and 5. Handoff goes to the right, and this one will be Olin Ichek getting it across the 45 up to the 48. An 8-yard pickup and a first down for Menominee Falls. So Olin Ichek up to 51 yards rushing on 15 carries. First and 10, Menominee Falls on their own 48. Football spotted at the bottom of the italicized F here at Menominee Falls. The midfield logo ball on the near side of the field, just inside the hash mark as well. Quentin Redding will take the carry off to the left side, drags a defender with him. He's going to pick up a quick 15. Has a first down inside the 40, down to the 37, to the 36, where it'll be first down. A 16-yard pickup by Quentin Redding. 126 yards rushing for Quentin Redding on just 12 carries. First and 10, Menominee Falls. Ball on the left hash mark, far side of the field. At the 36 of Hamilton, 9:21, third quarter, 14-6. Menominee Falls leading Hamilton as McLean will keep it himself and accelerate forward. He stays on his feet. Actually, you know, this is Evan Redding who's got the football inside the 20 down to the 16. And that'll be another first down, Menominee Falls. So a 20-yard pickup and a first down, Menominee Falls. Quentin Redding with a 20-yard pickup. Three carries for those 20 yards. First down and 10 off of the 17 of Hamilton. 9:07 to play in the third quarter. Menominee Falls leading 14-6. They'll run out the Reddings in the backfield. Quentin left and Evan right. And Evan will take it left side, bounces off a defender. Now he's in a reverse field to the near side. Well beyond the line of scrimmage. Gets some blockers in front to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he's hit it in the end zone! Touchdown! Menominee Falls! My goodness! Reversing direction on the field and getting into the end zone from 17 yards away. Evan Redding, 17 yards for the score, and it is Menominee Falls 20, Hamilton 6 with 8:47 to play in the third quarter.